The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
We'll be right back.
Dennis Straumat from his album Cadet Roussel. And this guy's interesting. What he does is he studied Cajun music for many, many, many years. And what he does is he takes you all the way up. In this particular, this is like songs from the Cajun Midwest. And he shows you the influence of Cajun music all the way up into the state of Missouri and around that neck of the woods, and shows you how much expansion there is in this kind of music. It's pretty cool stuff. We also heard from his album, The Cajun Sessions, and he's got a lot of guest musicians on that, and he's kind of cool. He was up in this neck of the woods in, I don't know, 2010, 2011, something like that, and doing some touring, and he knows what he's doing when it comes to where the Cajun music really comes from, the upper part of Louisiana and up farther. All righty, where are we at? Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Skaggs.
Just a loudmouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. But I lightly took advantage of
of a girl who loved me so. And I found myself a-thinking when the time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? She took me to the garden just for a little while. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time for talk. Then she told me that she loved me, not with words but with a kiss. And like a fool I kept on thinking of a train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging around? Should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging again? And if I get the money, well, I'll ride and see the train. Well, I guess your chances come up once, and boy, I sure miss mine. Still, I can't stop thinking when I hear some whistle. I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? What am I doing hanging around? Should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
south of Louisville, Kentucky. On I-65, I pulled into a rest stop before I pushed on through the night. I met a deadhead with a backpack, and man, I knew that guy. He asked, if you're heading south, well, I could really use the ride. But I'm only on the interstate as far as Bowling Green. Then I'm cutting west towards Memphis, where the blues don't treat you mean. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back, and I don't recall not even once stopping for gas. He said, I know you won't believe me, but that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight. So I drove while he told stories, but they started sounding weird, like he'd been to Woodstock and never came back. Said friends of his were angels, and most of them were saints, except this one guy named Judas, who he swore had been framed. Well, he believed what he was saying, but me, I had my doubts, so I pulled off at a bar hoping he might clear out. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back, and I don't recall not even once stopping for gas. He said, I know you won't believe me, but that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight. He came clean, said he was Jesus Christ, and I said, yeah, and I'm Hank Williams, man, and maybe you should drive. He said, Hank was back with Audrey now, and they were doing fine, but you know that not one of us gets out of this world alive. So it's 100 miles to Memphis in the middle of the night, with those high beams surging, searching for just a little light. He said, life is like this two-lane road, it's a crooked deal. I said, she pulls a little to the left, Jesus, keep both hands on the wheel. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back, and I don't recall not even once stopping for gas. He said, I know just wanted someone to talk with tonight. Said, I know you don't believe in me, but that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight.
From his album Ashes and Bones, that's Hank and Jesus. Boy, I just like this guy. He just has fun playing his music, and he writes good stuff, and that's kind of reminiscent of John Prine's Everybody Needs Somebody They Can Talk To. When, while out sailing on the ocean, while out sailing on the sea, I bumped into the Savior, and he said, pardon me. Everybody needs somebody they can talk to, someone to open up their ears and let their troubles through. This is kind of reminiscent of that old song from the very, very early 70s. Dan Weber writes great, great stuff. From his album Ashes and Bones, Ricky Skaggs before that, and the Skaggs Family on the Skaggs Family label in the New Jerusalem. And we had Mick Overton from his album Mileage in this set. And we're just going to keep rolling with one more from Ricky Skaggs. This is Inland Folk, and I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we just keep the music coming. Yes, we do. It just keeps right on coming.
This song is for the man that made us all want to play guitar, my old friend Doc Watson. Doc, I sure hope you enjoy this tribute.
Mm-hmm. about 1825. I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have gotten through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Drifted on down into no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the muscle and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got as lonesome as a man can be, a dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart too. We loped right on across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a-ridin' on the Tennessee mare. Oh boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. Had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. A pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing round the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. They're good horses. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
There's a silence in the Dixie wind that blows from deep within. The boys are all scattered up and down this rocky road. We've been marching south since Sailor's Creek with no shoes on our feet. And the ones who can't walk, they'll take the Central Georgia home. I'm a private in this regiment, T. Gander since Georgia 5th. What's left or what's become of it, well, only God would know. I enlisted when the fever swept the powder keg that Sumter lit, but all we ever wanted was to be left alone. We joined for adventure. We left with our brothers and searched for our fathers who never came back home. We fought for God and then for country. but we never fought for money. And for Bobby Lee, you said, take the Central Georgia home. Cold Harbor, Antietam. King of Spades said, boys, dig in. We did it time and time again. Then wrote to next of kin, take the Central Georgia home. And some say the war's over. Some think that it's only just begun. Central Georgia runs through Sherman's path. The crows are left to do the math. They'll separate the wheat from chaff where a boy once called home. But that day's just a memory, like smoke and God turned out to be the day that Bobby Lee said, take the Central Georgia home. And we joined for adventure. We left with our brothers. We searched for our fathers who never came back home. We fought for God and then for country, but we never fought for money. And for Bobby Lee, you said, take the sand. Central Georgia home.
Oh, Dan Weber, take the Central Georgia home. We're late on a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to take a break. Going to be right back for lots more music. Hang on, hang on, hang on. That we want that one right there, right there. Hello, I'm Dan Marr. And I want to thank all the folks who participated in the 35th anniversary Inland Folk concert. But I want to give a special mention to Spokane Public Radio. This is where Inland Folk originated in 1982. It was an hour-long show, and it was hosted by three of us at the time, and we would switch off, and I did the contemporary music. And then they did other stuff, all the traditional and that kind of thing. They left in September of 1983. And that's when I took the whole thing to Northwest Public Radio and fed them the idea, rather than going up to Spokane and recording a bunch of shows. But it is due, and it should be mentioned, that Spokane Public Radio is where this show originated. It was the idea that spawned a lot of folk programming, and we owe a huge debt of gratitude to those folks at Spokane Public Radio in those days, and who still support Inland Folk.
Am out of cost and sorrow. It's a farewell, my old true love. I'd always pray I see you again. Oh, I'm bound around the long rail, and I'm in
I think I can truthfully say that that is one song that someone did worse than Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan recorded that song on his very, very first album, and he sings it, you know, true Dylan style. And it's hard to listen to, but this is just as hard. But, he's, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a real interesting little EP, and this fellow's name is Jesus Aaron, and A-A-R-O-N. And he's actually a really good player. He does some interesting stuff on this album, but I wanted to see what his version of this traditional song was. And because of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, of course, there are lots and lots and lots and lots of versions of it. And this guy's right up there with Bob Dylan in terms of one that just couldn't sing it very well. Just couldn't sing it very well. Here's Casey Neal.
Dying now, and there ain't a thing we can do. I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. cost goes up, what we make comes down. What's gonna happen to our little town? The summer's full of thunder, the kids run and play. Mama got a new wrinkle, Papa ain't got much to say. Rust grows along the railroad track. The young folks leave, they don't come back. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The boards go up, the signs come down. What's gonna happen to our little town? Tom lost his farm, and we lost Tom. He left in the night, I don't know where he's gone. What he'd lost, just couldn't face. And what we're losing, it can't be replaced. I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The reason we're here is the farms around. So what's gonna happen to our little town? We've seen hard times many times before, and maybe this whole thing is just one more. It never was perfect, maybe no one's to blame. To see it die like this, it's a goddamn shame. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. Sun comes up, the sun goes down. But what's gonna happen to our little town?
Painted murals on the wall and a junk sculpture for a fountain. What some throw away, others call fine art. She planted herbs in spirals, said a prayer for each seed. And once a month the twilight comes to bleed. better in Emma's garden. Impossible color fed by impossible love.
Da 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 da
Oh, a little Good Morning Coffee there. Never heard anybody. Greg Brown. There's a great live version of that on some festival album with him doing that with Taj Mahal. I think it's on one of the Newport Festival albums or something. It's really a cool version. Greg Brown. It's kind of a best of album with a DVD with it. It's kind of a documentary about his life. Hey, we have to wind up the second hour of the show. Uni Unjung Shin on playlists. Brett Sharwood doing the editing. And a bunch of other folks working on this show. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Playlists at nwpr.org. And my name is Dan Marr. We still have an hour's worth to go. Yes, we do. Starting out with Lisa Hannigan and then more Greg Brown. And who knows where we're going to go with it. All righty. You just hang on because we're coming back with all kinds of good music. Hang on now.